Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, some more
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It'll be up to Russ Ball to see if he can get this deal done, wants to get it done. Don't think that they're anywhere close to getting it done right now. And those are conversations that'll occur here.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. You can experience the OAW difference, orthowisconsin.com. Always enjoy chatting with our friend Adam Schefter. Adam, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great, but here's my question. Should we get a haircut, or is he just not wearing a hat today? What's going on there? You get a haircut or not wearing a hat?
A little bit of both.
Is that you always? Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
Wednesdays. So Wednesday, you always have the hat on.
Oh, that's
right.
That's a good point. Very observant, Adam. The problem is I was so backed up with so much work yesterday that I wasn't able to work out.
Thanks
so Tuesday
clarifying.
Got pushed to Wednesday. So very observant.
So cardio day is going to be tomorrow instead of today.
No, I got to go shoulders, then chest tomorrow, then back to shoulders.
Oh, meathead
yeah.
talk.
Yes.
Chewy does look like he's still in very good shape. I will say that.
Oh, he is, Adam. Like we had Jay Williams was here during the NBA Finals a couple of years ago. And when he was following us out to like the main area of the office here, he just could not get over how much like bigger, like because they're both professional athletes, former professional athletes. He couldn't get over how big and how in shape Chewy was.
Well, Adam, I'll lead into this. The passing of Larry Allen, we didn't know what happens yet, but I had a handful of guys that I played with throughout the years that got really big and passed away at such a young age. It scares you because when I was done playing probably 5 years after, I was probably 30 pounds above my playing weight. And then all these guys started passing away. Larry Allen was the nicest guy, and I believe, and Adam, you tell me your opinion, I think he was the best interior lineman to ever play the game.
Sean Payton, the Broncos head coach, told a story yesterday that he speaks to Bill Parcells all the time, and they like to have a contest where they basically pick the all-star team of Hall of Fame players. So you look at all the players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and you say, who would be on our all-star team? And Sean Payton said that he and Bill Parcells deduced that Larry Allen would be the unanimous left guard selection. Unanimous. So you're talking about the best left guard who's ever played in football. And he was a guy that could play guard, tackle. I'm sure he could have played center too, and probably did at some point in his career, if I'm not mistaken. But could have played anywhere on the offensive line, could have been dominant anywhere he played on the offensive line. He was big, he was strong, he was fast, he was everything you look for in an offensive lineman. And again, you're talking about probably the greatest left guard in NFL history. 52, by the way, 52. Like,
yeah,
I think he had two girls and a son. Man,
just the nicest guy. I played three Pro Bowls with him, and you know, really soft spoken, and then just one of the nicest guys. It was so sad to hear the news.
Yeah, there are some of those that you do hear that resonate with you more than others, and that's certainly one. They're like Larry Allen, 52. Yeah. Like, man. Like, it's hard to imagine.
Adam, let's pivot to the Jordan Love contract, which we talk to you about almost every week, but there is a little bit of an update.
And, And probably will be talking every week until it's done, right?
Correct. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said Tuesday on 97.3 The Game that they hope to complete a deal before training camp kicks off in July. Is that the timeline that you're hearing as well?
I think that they would have to, before training camp, well, the problem is there are some timing issues with that. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, early July, July 4th might be, so we're talking about a month. I think they got about a month. I think there's a dead window where people basically go away and shut things down. Okay. I just think that that's how it's going to be. And so if they want to get it done before training camp, trying to remember some of the conversations I had with various people, I think they're going to have to do it here in the next month more than that. I think there's a dead period in July where there's just going to be too many people gone on vacation that it's going to make it hard to do. So to me, it's the next month, and then it's right before training camp. And again, you know, what I say to that, Jen, is, okay, so if they don't get it done the first day of training camp, does it matter if they do it by the second or the third day really that much? No. Look, here's the deal. Jordan Love would like to do the deal. The Packers would like to do the deal. And I think we all could agree that they want to get it done sooner rather than later, ideally in the next month before people go on their vacations. And then, if not then, right away, right when you get back to training camp. It doesn't have to be before training camp opens. There's no deadline. But that is something of an artificial deadline. And if it's not done then shortly thereafter certainly would be preferable.
And we think that Jordan's obviously going to be getting a big contract. We saw a big contract come down to Justin Jefferson earlier this week, $35 million annual average value. When it comes to wide receivers, Adam, are we reaching a breaking point, or is that number just going to continue to climb higher and higher as the cap goes higher and higher?
Well, it'll climb higher and higher as long as there's a player that pushes the envelope that makes it go higher. I don't know what wide receiver out there right now is going to make more than Justin Jefferson today. Now, 2-3 years from now, could Malik Nabers do it? Could Marvin Harrison Jr. do it? Yeah. Give me a guy in the last draft class or two, I'd have to think and look over the numbers here, that is going to make Justin Jefferson's number extinct. I don't know who that guy is right now that does that. Give me an idea. Like, honestly, the next one I could see would be one of the wide receivers from this past draft class. Who are the rookies this past year, wide receiver?
Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
No, but what about a year ago?
This past,
Puka Nakua had the best. I mean, he had the best, you know, rookie wide receiver year. But I don't see him surpassing Justin Jefferson.
Well, but here's the thing. If Puka were to do that for two more years, yeah, he would. Yeah. He would. He has a chance to. But the problem he has is Matthew Stafford going to be playing for 2-3 more years? I don't know. You know, we'll see if that happens. But if Puka is out there producing at that level for the next two, yeah, he would be a guy that would pass that at that point in time. Yes, he's got a chance to do that, you know, for 1 year. He's a third of the way there. A lot, you know, still a ways to go for him. But you know, I look at some of these other guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze, and we'll see what kind of pros and NFL players they turn out to be. But if they are as great as pro personnel people think they are, then those guys to me would be the next natural wave of wide receivers, particularly, you know, 3 years from now when the money goes up greatly, that would have a chance to beat that. Chewy, you look at these deals right now, right? Can you imagine being a player now, right? Like, what did you make? What did you make in your last or best year? Let me guess. In your best year with the Green Bay Packers, you made $800,000 as a guess.
My best year? No, yeah, my best salary. Year, I was the highest paid, and it was me and Wesley Walls. Wesley Walls had just signed my
$2 million,
best.
$3 million?
$4 million a year. And I was the highest paid tight end. Yeah. Not for long. Yeah,
at four.
Yeah.
At four. And now, if you're a good number two tight end, you can make four.
Yeah. Crazy.
Good number two tight end. You know, you were a man ahead of your time there, right? Like, you should be very disappointed with your parents that they didn't wait another
20 years.
Yeah. You could have had a miracle baby, Chew.
That would be exactly. Getting it past the goalie. Adam, in regards to the other quarterbacks like Tua and Prescott, are they as far apart as Love is? Have you heard anything on that those fronts?
Tua, they've been talking, and my understanding is they haven't gotten overly close yet. And Dak is not close. That's nowhere right now. We'll see if that heats up at all. And I think the quarterback that may wind up with the next deal maybe would be Trevor Lawrence. Maybe. But again, no deal there. And these things can come together very quickly. So even though we don't appear to be close today, for all we know, by the end of the week, we get a quarterback deal, or in the next few weeks, we get a quarterback deal. But those are the guys that we're all looking at right now. Love, Lawrence, Tua, Dak.
Are any of those guys in the realm of Jordan Love, though? Because we have talked on this program about how the league has now incentivized guys to wait, right? Wait for some of these other guys to sign deals because the trend is up and over, up and over, up and over. But you also have to be one of the top tier franchise quarterbacks out there. Are Trevor, Tua, and Dak, I guess Dak might be the exception, are any of them going to be in the money realm that Jordan Love is expected to be in?
Well, I think Tua is arguing that he deserves to be. Absolutely. I think that he believes that. And Dak has more leverage than any quarterback. Dak is going to, if he gets a deal done with the Cowboys, crush them on a deal. Crush them because of the unique circumstances whereby he can become an unrestricted free agent next offseason, can't be tagged, can't be traded, can just leave. So if you're talking about a quarterback in the prime of his career that can just go, like, the Packers can tag Jordan Love the next 2 years. So even though his contract is up, he's not technically free when the quarterback franchise tag is available to the franchise. So they can take. The Cowboys cannot tag Dak. So he can just say to them, thank you for your offer of $55 million a year average. I'm not taking it. I'm going to get to the open market and let's see what I'm worth there. So that is an extraordinary amount of leverage that Dak has over Dallas. None of the other quarterbacks have that type of leverage right now.
So
now Jordan Love is a great young quarterback, and they're going to pay him like a great young quarterback. But Tua and his people would argue that they deserve as much as Jordan Love. I'm just telling you, that's what they believe. And Trevor Lawrence's people, we might not think it, but they'll argue that he deserves to be paid like that. So I look at them all in similar categories, all comparable. I think that Jordan Love ultimately will wind up coming in the highest, but those other guys will make cases for their players and their clients every time.
So I guess what I'm getting at is there's incentive for Jordan Love's camp to just wait, right? At least for the Dak Prescott thing to...
No, because the Dak deal may not get done till next offseason, right? It may not get done, and who knows if it's going to get done in Dallas. It may be getting done with the New York Giants. It may be getting done with the Washington Command. Well, they took Jaden Daniels. But it may be getting done, like, we could just go through. What if the Rams want to sign Dak Prescott? Matthew Stafford's retiring. What if the we could just go through the list of teams that have a quarterback question. What if Aaron Rodgers plays one more year, retires, and the Jets need a quarterback and Dak is available, right? Like, what would they pay him? So you could just do that for every team and have that exercise. And now, all of a sudden, you could see how the price on Dak would climb to a level that would be beyond his play, because Dak's a really good quarterback, but he's going to be paid like an all-time quarterback.
But Adam, do they still have two franchise tags on him?
No, he cannot be tagged.
And that's why he put it in his contract.
Leverage. Oh, really?
He's in his contract. Oh, yeah, his last contract, yeah.
Oh.
Dak is in a different category in my mind because of the unique circumstances surrounding his contract. Again, if you're a quarterback and you're this close to free agency, hold on, let me just take a look here. I'm looking at, okay. Okay.
What is that book you just grabbed? What did you just grab?
A record and fact book. So that the NFL puts out. So let's just say, okay, could you see logically I'm going to give you teams right now. The Jets with Aaron Rodgers, like Dak destinations. Okay? Okay. New York. How about?
Yeah, either New York, really.
How about? Yeah, what about Tennessee if Will Levis doesn't work out this year?
Yep.
What about the Raiders? What would the Raiders pay for Dak?
Quite a bit.
That's three, by the way. What would the Giants pay if it doesn't work out with Daniel Jones? How about the New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr?
Mm-hmm.
Dak's from that area. Oh, my God. That would be great for him to go home. The Rams of Matthew Stafford. That's six teams right there, okay? That's six teams without the season even being played where you could say there's definitely a quarterback need. So if you're a quarterback at Dak's age hitting the free agent market and can sign wherever you want, go to anywhere without being tagged, what's the price for that quarterback? And that is what Dak has played himself into and negotiated himself into, a situation he can't be tagged, he can't be traded, he can become a free agent. So what does Dallas have to pay him to prevent him from hitting that free agent market where some team is going to give him, I'm making this up, and I don't think I'm far off, 5 years, $300 million, $275 guaranteed.
Oh, wow.
That's off the top of my head. I might be low. Who knows?
So because he's put himself in this spot, like, he doesn't really affect anybody else, right? Because he has just created
more leverage
than anybody else. The Deshaun Watson thing from a few years ago where you were like, well, just because the Browns wanted to pay him funny money doesn't mean the rest of the league is going to bow to it.
Yeah, well, again, he might be in a category himself, but when the deal gets done, let's call it 60 for argument's sake. Let's say he gets done at 60. I can tell you this. Then every other top quarterback that becomes a free agent is going to say, I want to make more than Dak Prescott. So he is in a separate category than Jordan Love and Tua and Trevor Lawrence and any quarterback angling for an extension today. And those quarterbacks could wait for Dak to do his deal. But Dak probably is not landing that mammoth payday until next offseason if he's waiting. If he's waiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're Jordan Love, you are, and that's, by the way, to me, that's part of the Packers or Jaguars or Dolphins' motivation to doing a deal now. I'd rather do a deal now before that Dak deal gets done next offseason. And if I get Jordan Love at, what's the number, guys? Give me a number. What do you think?
52.
Yeah.
Yeah.
52. If I get Jordan Love at 52 and Dak's coming in at 60,
it'll
maybe
feel
more,
like a steal.
That's it.
Mahomes at 45 is suddenly a steal.
Yeah, I know.
But guess what?
He's coming up.
If and when Dak gets 60, there's a knock on Brett Veach's door. Who's that? Oh, that's Patrick Mahomes' agent. Hey. He wants a new deal.
Adam, it is really good insight. We appreciate you laying it all out for us as we continue to watch and wait on the Jordan Love extension with the Green Bay Packers. Have a great one, sir.
Have a great week, everybody. Take care.
Adam Schefter, each and every week, brought to us in part by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. I always go up there. Going up there in August, you'll love it as well. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much like, but Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. I don't know
does
how
it
to
ever
it, so it's
yeah
on 94.5 ESPN.